Short moments of awareness repeated many times become continuous. Now, the real meaning of what clarity is, it is instinctive recognition of the nature of everything in every moment. Instinctive recognition, that means no need to think it through or reason it out. It's just instinctively known to be that way. It isn't a thing. So when terms like clarity and open-heartedness are used, it's just more about the way we feel about ourselves and others, what our disposition really is in every moment. It's not some kind of a thing we're trying to be. I know you all know that. It's very spontaneous. It's just clear whether there's someone watching or not. You know what I'm saying? It's whether we're in the shower, or clipping our toenails, or speaking to 20 million people, or whatever it is. It's simply the way we are, and we don't have to be doing anything special or acting in any special way. If we start to have all kinds of emotions that are unexpected, it's not distinct from any other moment. So it really empowers us to be free to feel, you could say, to be free to truly feel. For example, you can feel sad and desperate about your own situation like we all have at one time or another. And then maybe by the power of clarity, it comes about that this great sadness and desperation about all beings arises. But you see, that would be impossible from some kind of self-centered perspective. It would be way too much. It would be an incredible burden that we'd have to push away in some way. But this is really the ground of true wisdom and true intelligence, to be exactly as we are. In that way, we experience what everyone feels in themselves, no matter who they are. Everyone has the same feeling states we do, whether it's desperation about themselves or desperation about the world situation or the condition of human beings or other beings. So you see, from an isolated perspective where we're only wrapped up in self-concerns, we don't have that kind of openness or ability to feel. By the power of awareness just within ourselves, we grow comfortable with the experience of humanity in general. This is very, very powerful. This is what open-heartedness is. But you see, we can only have that level of comfort in relation to our own experience, our own thoughts, emotions, sensations, and other experiences. In that way, we start to realize we're really the experiential field of everyone. No matter what any one of you might be feeling today, or any one of us, there are countless beings feeling the same thing in varying degrees of magnitude. And so you see, this is the meaning, really, of open-heartedness, to just allow everything to be as it is. In instinctive clarity. It's really not at all like being jaded or disassociated from thoughts and feelings. It really allows one to deeply think and feel for the first time. This is when the emotions and the thoughts and the movements of the body become totally saturated with the instinctive power of clarity, and then they only move in a very beneficial way. There isn't any obsession anymore with self-focus. It's completely released in this tremendous energy of open-heartedness. Whatever the self concerns are, they're handled automatically within that. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It allows us to really be with others in a completely comprehensive way. When we're unflinching within ourselves, then we're unflinching in all situations. No matter what's going on, we get it because we've been there. You know, we've allowed ourselves to be as we are, so we get it. We get it completely. Short moments together. What begins to happen is that the initial short moments grow longer. Along the way, it dawns on us that these moments of clarity are actually revealing permanent, unending clarity. Now, the incredible simplicity and tremendous power of allowing ourselves to be as we are is so connecting. It is so connecting. We see within ourselves how we've unified all the things about ourselves that seem to be so disparate and different. That it's all okay. And when we find the way to resolve all of that and unify it in indivisibility, then we see so clearly that what is needed for everyone is so simple, that no matter what kind of turmoil or stress or emotionality or whatever that anyone is in, we see what the answer is. And it isn't a weird form of dogmatism. It's just the most practical, universal philosophy of human life, something that anyone can adopt and be supported in very easily, because the fundamentals are totally clear and simple, so simple that anyone can understand. And so the unending clarity that is recognized in each short moment is, it's really an exhilarating power. And I know that all of you recognize that. It's an exhilarating power because it is so freeing, but not in a way of isolating you out from everyone else, in a deeply connecting way, where you feel, maybe for the first time in your life, truly connected to everyone else in a way that's completely unabashed and unafraid. Yeah, that's all of the things that happen that are so horrific that we may have shied away from. We can allow them to be as they are. We understand why people do the things they do, because we've deeply understood how we work. We understand the way we are. We discover that clarity is available all the time. This dawning is similar to the way the sunrise illuminates the entire landscape and sky. Once the sun rises, everything is seen clearly. Once the power switch of clarity is brightened up, you know, those dimmer switches, there's always some light there, but sometimes it's very, very dim. You turn it all the way up and everything's all lit up. And this is the way short moments is. Like with the dimmer switch, the light is there from the beginning, but by the power of turning it up, it gets brighter and brighter. And so short moments, it's similar to that. clarity just becomes more and more obvious no matter how long you live. Before it rises, the blueness of the sky and the elements of the landscape are lost in the dark. At night, everything is a monotone of color. There's really no way to distinguish different colors. Everything's kind of a deep blue-black. But when the sun rises, all of a sudden everything is enlivened with color. So too in short moments. By the power of clarity, all those points of view that we've been trying to get rid of and we've neutralized or applied some other kind of antidote, for a while all of them are all too clear. It's really quite amazing. We get to see what's really going on. All the stuff that we've been indulging, avoiding, replacing with something else. By the power of clarity, we're able to let that flow be as it is, whatever it is, without running to indulge, without running to avoid, without running to replace. Just allowing it to be simply as it is. This can be likened to being lost in the dark of thoughts, emotions, sensations, and other experiences until we are introduced to clarity. When the sun of clarity rises, it increasingly provides a balanced view of all thoughts, emotions, sensations, and other experiences. The introduction to clarity: alert, cognizant, very, very, very clear. Then the obviousness of all those points of view, suddenly they're totally obvious. There's no way to get away from them, and there's the realization that there is no escape. There essentially is no escape from the points of view. Replacing one point of view with another point of view is not a form of escape. It's just another antidote. And so we start to see all of this very, very clearly. And as we do, we have a more and more balanced view. Our view is much more balanced. Instead of all our discursive experiential framework where we're jumping around from one experience to another, trying to find a better way to live or more well-being, we just stop. We come to a complete stop. We know that running from one experience to another is definitely not going to give us greater well-being. It simply won't. We've recognized deeply within ourselves what does give us well-being. We've recognized the source of well-being, and there's nowhere else to go. There's absolutely nowhere else to go. You could say we've backed ourselves into a corner that's wide open like the sky. It might seem a little tight and uncomfortable at first, but when we look around, there's nothing there. And so you see, this is the way it is in clarity. Mm-hmm. We rely on clarity to provide a balanced view. We find the balanced view of clarity within the flow of points of view. It isn't somewhere else. We've been looking for well-being in points of view. And indeed, it is in points of view, but not in the way we thought. It's not in rearranging the descriptions in order to have a better essay on points of view. It's in allowing all the points of view whatsoever to be as they are. In that, we release tremendous energy, tremendously beneficial energy that is the energy of unending clarity itself. What's happened is that we've just acknowledged instinctively our own natural state. That's it. We've acknowledged instinctively our own natural state. It's been this way all along. We've always had this tremendous energy. We've always had it. We just haven't noticed. when we do acknowledge it, it just becomes more and more obvious. The unending clarity of each moment provides complete mental and emotional stability, insight, natural ethics, empathy, and skillfulness in all situations. This is what unending clarity is. This is what it is. And in each moment of the here and now, the full impact of that power is present. It is spontaneously present and unavoidable. By the power of relying on clarity, we start to notice that. That's who we are. That's what we are. That's what we are, whether this is or not. That clarity of awareness is what we are. When we die, and this isn't running around anymore, thinking or feeling or having sensations or sensory experiences, it'll be like an old leaf blown in the wind, going somewhere over on a mulch pile and rotting. However, the clarity of awareness, that'll never be changing. So you see, by the power of clarity, we're okay with all points of view, including the point of view of death. When that point of view comes, it's another point of view. That's it. By the power of clarity, we die in, of, as, and through clarity every moment. So, you know, when death comes, there's the clarity of awareness, period. There's no hustling for points of view anymore. Now, many of us, in using the different antidotes for points of view, indulging, avoiding, and replacing, what we've been trying to do is find mental and emotional stability, right? This is what we've been looking for. And we've been looking for feeling empathic and compassionate. We've been looking for that there, too. If we rearrange our points of view, then we can get these things. And so, lo and behold, we find that complete mental and emotional stability isn't what we thought it was at all. The restraining of emotions and the mental life will never, the restriction of those will never, ever bring about mental and emotional stability. At the very best, it will neutralize everything into kind of an affectless state. However, that's a lot different than total clarity. Total clarity is complete mental and emotional stability, where there's no limitation on the types of thoughts or feelings that are allowed. And this is a totally natural conduct, a level of profound, powerful, natural intelligence that subsumes all other notions of intelligence or psychological theories or whatever may be. It places us squarely beyond the limitations of a world of descriptions and places us squarely in total clarity about the nature of reality. It places us squarely in, like I said earlier, the ability to truly feel, truly, truly feel and think deeply about the world and our own place in it. The kind of insight we have from clarity cannot be contrived or developed, ever. It's perfect, intuitive, instinctive insight into the nature of existence in every single moment of the here and now, presented with any phenomena whatsoever from any universe, the perfect insight would be alive and equally well, whether the phenomenon was something familiar or unfamiliar. This is the power of clarity. Natural ethics. Throughout human history, we as human beings have attempted to put together moral and ethical codes to govern us, and they've never worked. Now, if they did work, they would have worked, because we have put together some doozies from many, 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 many different perspectives, but all of them have gotten us here. So, where everyone in the world knows what terrorism is and weapons of mass destruction. So that's where all our moral and ethical code making has gotten us. We just can't seem to get it, you know, when we write all these things down or carve them in stone or whatever it is. However, by the power of clarity, lo and behold, there is a natural morality in ethics that is subsumed, that subsumes all of these other ideas of morality and ethics. It's just part of the natural flow. It's part of the order of nature, the way things are. And you could say this about it or that about it, but basically it's open-hearted. It's open-hearted and beneficial. And so that's, I like that kind of simple framework for ethics and morality. Open-hearted and beneficial. Now, we've talked about this a little bit already today, but the kind of empathy that comes from clarity is just so, it's beyond tender and knowing. It's just so all pervasive. It's a complete understanding of the situation of everyone without even knowing anyone in particular. And an equal degree of caring, an equal degree of true caring that is not cooked up. It's real caring. It's the caring that we're really made of, that we start to see by the power of short moments, and that grows very, very bright and skillful. And the skillfulness is, we grow to just completely trust it. We know that whatever situation we're in, we're going to be skillful. There isn't any belaboring decisions and thinking forever about something, and then after we make the decision, oh, was that the right decision? Going from one decision to another, never resolving anything. There's a clear understanding that every here and now is self-mediating and resolving. Spontaneously self-mediating and self-resolving, with nothing needing to be done. Just a simple disposition carrying on from one moment to the next of open-hearted benefit. The stability and caring of the balanced view actually empower tremendous certainty of its capacity to enliven harmony and cooperation throughout global human culture. This is, again, it's not something that's decided upon, like, oh, world peace can happen, or it might be important, or I hope somebody's working on that. It's... there's that spark of recognition and instinctive recognition that, wow, this is for everyone. You know, it's easily implemented and easily supported throughout all of human culture. Yeah. And so, you know, no more pie in the sky saviors and blue sky solutions to problems. Instead, there's the sky of clarity where we all together can see what life is about. Short moments, keep it simple. Short moments repeated again and again do become automatic, as was stated when we first heard this simple instruction. Now, in the room here, there are a variety of responses to the first time you heard that and what your thoughts might have been about it or your feelings. Maybe some of you got it right away and others said, what's that? Or another, that's too simple, that would never work. Could be all kinds of things. However, as a teacher, it's important to just encourage people to give it a try. You know, most people, by the time you see them, they will have lived a few decades. And so they've tried all kinds of things. Why not give this a try, too? The introduction of clarity is very, very powerful. And by the power of short moments, it's really understood that this simple instruction is all-encompassing. It really is an all-encompassing solution. It brings tremendous value to any situation, no matter what it is. Couldn't find a situation anywhere where it would not bring tremendous value. So that I'd say that's significantly all-encompassing. Unending clarity becomes increasingly obvious until it is evident at all times. This is just the way it is. Now, for a lot of you in the room, it's already this way, that it is evident at all times, so you know what I'm talking about. And, you know, maybe at one point you really never even saw that as a possibility for yourself. Or maybe you thought you had it, and now, boom, you see that awareness is really something other than what you thought you had. But you see, whatever it is, you really see what's real in a very straightforward way all the time, evident at all times. You come to see that the flow of clarity is completely even, waking, dreaming, and sleeping, every here and now flowing indivisibly, seamlessly into another. Doesn't matter what label you give it. Life, birth, and death the same way. Or birth, life, and death, whatever order that's in. Just a seamless flow. The equalness of past, present, and future. When the past no longer has a hold, any past point of view, so to speak, where is it happening? The here and now. Where is the past, anyway? And the future, too. Any kind of projection out into the future. Where's that? Well, it's here and now, so you see. There we go. We've debunked that whole space-time causality continuum just like that. That's one point of view. You know, you enter into that world and you're gone. You know, there are other traditions have talked about this in one way or another. But entering a world where everything looks that way. Yes, indeed, it is that way. And I see everyone else nodding their head that it is that way, so I better nod my head too. That's how the common agreement is reached. By putting this into practice, we attain deep confidence in the power of short moments to bring benefit to our lives. We keep it simple, short moments many times. As our clarity develops, we see that we aren't as complicated as we may have thought. In fact, we're quite simple. The power of clarity shows us that thoughts, emotions, sensations, and experiences are simply points of view within its balanced view. What could be simpler than that? The view and points of view. The view pervading all points of view with clarity. It just couldn't be any simpler than that. You know, it's just the here and now. There's no way to isolate points of view in the here and now. It's completely open and continuous like the sky. One here and now spontaneously releasing into the next with no point of one beginning or ending. A seamless flow. Points of view, they are what we call thoughts, emotions, sensations, and experiences. That all of those can be captured in the phrase points of view. There's no need to kind of divvy them up and examine each one as some kind of particular thing or strategy. They're all points of view within the very, very, very clear, great view. The openness of space can be likened to our very own clarity. The openness of space that we see all around us can be likened to clarity. The space isn't clarity. Clarity pervades the space. So, you know, this we see as a world of spatial dimension. But it could be that there are all kinds of universes with all kinds of other things going on where there isn't spatial dimension. You know, maybe there are beings that can't even be seen and they communicate with each other without words. How do we know? It could be just about any point of view. So by the power of simplifying it to the view and points of view, then you're up for the game. You know, no matter what comes down, you're ready. It could be anything. If you start seeing those invisible beings who are communicating with each other without words, well, hey, it's just another point of view. Instead of reaching for whatever it might be, the medication that someone might prescribe for something like that, you just say, oh, it's just another point of view. You know, so everything very spacious and very, very clear. We become certain of clarity's power to be unaffected by points of view and to provide a very special kind of intelligence that shows us what to do and how to act in all situations. Now, I spoke about this a little bit earlier before. Clarity is a very special, profound intelligence that subsumes all other types of intelligence. Like in among human beings, there are different levels of intelligence according to different tests and measures. All of those kinds of things are subsumed in the intelligence of profound clarity. It's a special intelligence. It doesn't have anything to do with levels and measuring ability. Everyone has the same ability in this regard. Everyone has the same level of ability of clarity. This means we have greater clarity in the know-how to use that clarity to be of benefit. It's really simple, really, really simple. We just know how to be a benefit without thinking about it. Life flows along. We wake up every day and we just flow along in beneficial activity without any kind of contrived notion of what that is. We look just like everybody else, more or less. We're just showing up. Initially, we know how to use clarity to benefit ourselves. This is really obvious at first. It really is. It's so beneficial. Even if it might be a bit of a challenge to see all the points of view coming up, we know the solution, and we know we don't have to run and hide anymore. No matter what our particular circumstantial points of view are, and each person here has their own, whatever they are. Whatever that is, it just is as it is. It's all infused with clarity, all infused with the power of awareness. We empower ourselves with short moments. As we do so, unending clarity becomes obvious, unending awareness for those of you who like the awareness flavor of ice cream. Clarity is the instruction, demonstration, and result. It happens all at once, the instruction, the demonstration, and the result. It's all at once, all seamless. We see that just as we are empowered by clarity, this very same potential for empowerment lies within everyone. And, we just can't help but laugh at some point because it really is the great equalizer, the potential of absolutely everyone. And not something like potential maybe in 100 million eons, but potential in every here and now. The clear, pervasive potential or potency that enlivens and empowers every single here and now. At some point, based on our own experience, we come to the conclusion that by everyone empowering themselves with short moments of clarity, we, the people of the world, unify as the force that brings about world peace. There's nothing as convincing as finding peace within ourselves, peace with all of our own points of view. There's nothing that can convince us more in terms of the possibility of world peace than that. Because for almost all of us, we've been in constant turmoil, really, for decades over the contents of our experience. And with the resolution of that and unending clarity, it becomes so obvious that who we are as human beings is very, very simple. And the means of understanding each other, it's very, very simple. It's not a complicated thing. And it really is up to each one of us. And then for those who might be completely unable of resting, maybe even for a moment, then it's up to us, all of us, in some way to support those people, you know, and to make sure that they have whatever they need, whatever that is. And so you see, we really see the way things are very, very clearly. And we see our power. We really see our power, and we see where the power is. We don't need to project it out any longer onto someone else. By finding authentic leadership within ourselves, then we're able to identify people who might be authentic leaders. And these are people who will hold themselves to account and allow us to be of support in their leadership, whatever it is. And so this is the root of all leadership. There can be no true leadership without this self-leadership of allowing everything to be as it is in clarity. Any other kind of leadership is just kind of semi-leadership. It's not real, authentic, full-fruited leadership. That can only come from within, that kind of power and ability to lead. Through completely knowing oneself as one actually is, wow, everything becomes possible in terms of what will be a benefit to all. As was said in the beginning, it's up to you and it's up to me. Together there is nothing that we cannot be. Your clarity equals world clarity. It's up to us. So, now that we've faced our responsibility squarely, we know what it is, we've defined it for ourselves. It's truly wonderful. Each moment is really wondrous with potency and potential. Thank you.